We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The coronavirus death toll in New York City has passed 1,000. The city now accounts for almost two-thirds of the statewide cases and more than one-fourth of the national death toll. FEMA is sending 250 ambulances and crews to New York to handle all the emergency calls, and the head of the union representing EMTs and paramedics says they sure need them.
Orin Barzilay describes wartime conditions for paramedics and EMTs.
Our members right now are experiencing something they've never seen before.
He says call volume has doubled, while a quarter of the 4,500-member department is sick. He says these first responders are not going home.
They're staying at their station. They're sleeping in their cars. They're committed to doing this job. They're afraid to go home, actually, because they don't want to take this stuff home with them. They don't want to take this virus home.
The FDNY has reached out to hotel rooms for their safety. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Some of the survivors in New Rochelle, who were among the first to be infected in New York, are now prime candidates for blood plasma donation. Researchers hope to draw antibodies from their blood to be injected into sick COVID-19 patients. Sandra Weinstein is one of them. She's now symptom-free after testing positive early on. She and others have been having their blood drawn so it can be tested. The antibody levels in their blood will be studied by doctors at Albert Einstein College of Medicine and Montefiore Medical Center. Weinstein says, tells Aloha that it's time to save people. More than 1,000 members of her synagogue were quarantined early last month after one member tested positive and about 100 congregants contracted the virus. An apartment fire in the Bronx last night claimed the lives of four women.
More than 12 hours after this fire began, fire marshals still doing their work here. The 1560 Grand Concourse, they believe it was a space heater near the kitchen of apartment 603 on the top floor that began this tragedy. That fire from 603's apartment going to unit 601 and 602, and two women in each of those neighboring apartments were killed. A fifth person, we're told, is an elderly woman, was seriously injured as well. Now, this man lives right across the corner on East Mount Eaton Avenue and says everywhere, smoke.
That's what they're worried about. I closed all my windows in the house, and then him and I took off. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I got a text from my niece, who's a firefighter, right. And she says, get the dog and get out of the house, so I knew something was bad.
Several reports among the four killed, 70-year-old Maribel Turner, a retired nurse practitioner, and her niece, who lived in the same floor. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, the Mount Eden section of the Bronx.
Today is Census Day. Americans are reminded to respond online, by phone, or by mail. It may not be top of mind during this time of coronavirus, and it may not be so easy to answer even the simplest of questions.
Some groups are concerned that the virus will give a distorted picture of where people are living on this census day. Some people have left their usual residences to move back in with parents or elderly relatives. They've escaped to vacation homes or had to move because they can't pay rent because they've lost their job during the pandemic. The spread of the virus has forced the Census Bureau to suspend field operations for a month from mid-March to mid-April. That's the time when many of the needed 500,000 temporary census takers would have been hired.
That's correspondent Christopher Cruz. Today is April 1st, and for many, the rent is due. But how many people, many out of work, will have trouble paying it? There are about 5.4 million renters in the city, about two-thirds of the population. The New York Times says landlords and the real estate industry are bracing for 40% or more people missing the April payment. To provide some relief to stressed-out New Yorkers, Governor Cuomo has ordered a 90-day moratorium on evictions. New Jersey has a similar order. Tenant advocates and representatives for property owners both say it's better for people who've lost their jobs to try to work out a payment plan if they can going forward. The Housing Justice for All and Right to Counsel NYC today called for a rent strike in the city. They want Governor Cuomo to issue an order canceling rent for the duration of the health crisis and having no obligation to repay. There was a police-involved shooting in the Westchester Square section of the Bronx early today. Police say two officers responded to a report of an emotionally disturbed man holding a knife and what appeared to be a gun at Westchester and Zarega Avenues. They say the 55-year-old man refused numerous commands to put down the weapons, and he lunged at them, and both officers fired, striking him. He was taken to Jacoby Medical Center in stable condition. Police say a knife and BB gun were recovered at the scene. The federal government and New York have delayed the April 15th tax filing deadline. Many people in New Jersey were wondering if Governor Phil Murphy would do the same. Today, Murphy, Senate President Steve Sweeney, and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin announced that due to the pandemic, the state income tax filing deadline and the corporation business tax filing deadline will be extended from April 15th to July 15th. While Governor Cuomo and state lawmakers are focused on the health crisis, they've also been negotiating a state budget and missed last night's midnight deadline. Lawmakers have disagreements for funding for Medicaid and potential changes to the state's bail law. Lawmakers faced a $6.1 billion deficit when Cuomo proposed a $178 billion budget in January, but the pandemic caused revenue to drop between $9 and $15 billion below the $88 billion that they had projected. The governor admits that they'll have to finish the budget to tell you the size of the budget.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.